No, my eyes open up every week because it's Sunday. It's the next time you get to perform. You throw stats out the window, man. Every week, week to week. Football's week to week. It's a one-game season every single week. They're going to come in here with an attitude and have something to prove, so stats are irrelevant. We got to produce. We got to play Giants football. We got to know how we're going to attack them and how they're going to attack us and just play physical.
When you say Giants football, Rashad, Coach was even saying a couple weeks ago, we're still trying to find our identity. That power running game's coming along now. Is that the identity you think this team is developing?
You know, I think we're just efficient, you know, calm, poised, relentless, executing, you know, those type of things we're trying to be, whether it's in a run game, whether it's in a pass game, whether it's on defense, whether it's on special teams. I think collectively that's what we're trying to do. We're not going to hang our hat on one particular area of the game because it's a team sport, but everybody needs to contribute. And, you know, we take care of what we need to take care of individuals collectively. As a team, we'll be happy with the outcomes.
When you look at this offensive line, they've been together now for about a month after changing out like musical chairs throughout the course of the summer. How much of a difference has that made from your perspective as a running back?
Say it again. I didn't
the offensive line, which over the last month has been together. No more musical chairs.
Right.
How much of a difference has that made for you as a running back?
It makes a difference because you get to build that chemistry and you study your personnel and how the matchups are going to be, where the holes are going to be, who blocks which way. And, you know, that does make a difference because you know how to set up the players. So when you don't, you know, when you're able to sustain and stay healthy up front, it does make a difference. Also in the protection. Which then gives the quarterback an understanding of how he's going to fit everybody into protection and helps open up the pass game as well. But this is a National Football League. You got to be able to play through injuries, and that's something that we're going to continue to do.
I know every game's important, but going to this one put the Giants over 500 for the first time in a long time, and then going into two division opponents next. How much more important is this game?
It's important because it's the next. There's no question about that. It's a home game. It's against a good team. A good team that can put up points and play well on all three phases of the ball. So it's important for us to go out and put our best foot forward and continue to build on these successes that we've had. Again, I always say that win, lose, or draw, don't shy away from the film. Continue to critique your craft and get ready for the next week. It's a long season. It's a journey. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Rashad, that's a good point, though, about their offense. They're number one in the league. As an offensive player, do you think, okay, you know what, we're going to have to do this, this, and this because their offense is probably going to have some success no matter how good your defense is? You know they're going to do something. They're not going to be just shut out.
Right. No, I mean, in the NFL, I don't think you ever, as an offense, we're always going in with the expectations of we got to be the side that wins the game. I'm sure the defense goes in with the same expectations as well as special teams. So it's not about any other team. It's about us and what we're able to control. So every time we out on the football field, making sure we get first downs, control the clock, move the ball, put points on the board, and continue to build that energy on the sideline. And the crowd helps out a tremendous amount. And just like I said, man, keep playing Giants football. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Understand the talent and skill set we have in this locker room. And, you know, let everything else take care of itself.